The content provided in this AI-generated podcast is for informational purposes only and may not always reflect the most current, accurate, or complete information. This podcast is not intended as an invitation or recommendation to engage in any investment activities. If you are considering making an investment, it is important to seek appropriate and independent financial advice.
All right, so let's dive into this deep dive today. We're looking at Celladon Pharmaceuticals. You sent over their investor presentation.
Yeah.
And it's a really fascinating look at the UK medical cannabis market.
Right.
So Celladon, their big goal is to produce pharmaceutical grade medical cannabis to improve patients' lives. But from what we see in this presentation, it's been a bit of a bumpy road.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, part of that is just the landscape that they're operating in, right? Medical cannabis is relatively new in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was only legalized in 2018. So you're talking about a very young industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that comes a lot of challenges, but also a lot of opportunity.
Yeah. And the CEO, James Short, he kind of addresses that right away in the presentation. He acknowledges that some folks are looking at Celladon and wondering why things aren't moving faster, why that growth hasn't been more explosive. And he points to two main hurdles they're facing. One is regulatory delays.
Oh, yeah.
And the other is just the overall financial market right now, which has been a bit of a roller coaster. So let's maybe unpack those one at a time, because I think they both play a huge role in understanding kind of where Celladon is at.
Right.
So first, the regulations. I mean, wow, just layers and layers of red tape.
Yeah. You know, you've got a situation where you're dealing with a regulator that has a history of being very, very strict about narcotics.
Right.
And now they're being asked to kind of shift their mindset to think about cannabis in a medicinal context.
It's a whole different ballgame.
It is. And then on top of that, you've got the MHRA, which is the agency that handles pharmaceuticals in the UK.
Mm.
They don't have a lot of experience with medical cannabis.
Right.
So they're still kind of figuring out their own processes and procedures, which just leads to longer lead times for bringing products to market.
And Short even says in the presentation, like, this isn't an excuse. It's just the reality of what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
And initially they were figuring maybe 3 to 6 month delay, but now they're saying it's probably going to be more like double that.
Wow.
Pushing things back over a year.
Yeah. And that's something I'm sure a lot of people listening can relate to, right?
Totally.
Dealing with regulations and permits and approvals.
Yeah.
Just one little thing can get held up and it throws off the whole timeline.
Totally. It's like a domino effect.
Exactly.
And then on top of that, like I said, you've got these financial hurdles. The markets are just crazy right now.
Yeah. I mean, Short even compares it to, you know, previous recessions in terms of how difficult it is to raise capital.
Right. And for a company like Celladon that's in a growth phase, I mean, that's got to be especially challenging.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. Companies that are looking to scale up, they often need that influx of cash from investors to make it happen.
Yeah.
And when the markets are tight, when that money is harder to come by, they've really got to get creative.
Oh, right.
And I think from what we're going to see, Celladon is definitely thinking outside the box a little bit.
But it's not all doom and gloom, right? I mean, they are making progress.
Right.
They are hitting some pretty significant milestones.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, for one, they've got 12 of their 16 planned facilities up and running.
That's right.
And then phase two of their construction is almost complete. It just needs the final outfitting.
Yeah. And I think, you know, for investors, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's one thing to have this big vision and, you know, grand plans for the future.
Mm-hmm.
But investors want to see tangible progress.
Proof.
Yeah. They want to see that you can actually deliver.
Right.
And so the fact that Celladon has these facilities up and running.
Yeah.
It really reduces that risk for investors.
Absolutely.
Which is huge, especially in a market like this.
Okay, so let's talk about this joint venture.
Yeah.
Because this is a big one. And the CEO really wants to make sure people understand this move.
Yeah.
They've got this joint venture and licensing agreement with a Danish company called Valos.
That's right.
And this seems like a really strategic move.
It is. It's very strategic. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really smart on Celladon's part.
Okay.
So first of all, it generates some immediate revenue for them.
How?
So Valos is going to pay them 1.5 million pounds annually.
Okay.
For the next 5 years.
Wow.
And that's basically for access to Celladon's intellectual property.
So all that time and money they invested in building up their IP?
Exactly.
It's paying off.
Oh,
okay.
And, you know, that's something that's really valuable.
Yeah.
Especially in this industry where you've got a lot of companies that are all kind of vying for the same
slice of the pie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So having that strong IP portfolio
gives them an edge.
It really does.
Okay, so 1.5 million pounds annually for 5 years just for the IP.
That's right.
Anything else to be excited about here?
Oh, yeah, there's more.
Okay.
So this also gives Celadon a footprint in Europe.
Okay.
Which is huge post-Brexit.
Right.
Because it means they can fulfill their existing contract with that German pharmaceutical company.
Oh, right, right.
Without having to deal with all the headaches of, you
know. Exactly,
logistics, all of that.
Okay.
So it streamlines things for them and it reduces their costs.
Thank you.
And then on top of that.
There's more.
There's more.
Hmm.
Once Celadon's technology is fully implemented at Valos's facilities and their production increases, Celadon gets 50% of that increased yield.
Wow.
So we're talking potentially an additional 8 million pounds annually.
Wow.
In revenue for Celadon.
And that's without them having to...
Without any additional capital expenditure.
Wow, okay.
So they're basically leveraging their existing assets to generate even more revenue.
That's incredible.
It's a really smart move.
So they're getting that immediate cash injection for the IP.
Right.
They're getting that European footprint.
Yeah.
And then they're getting a cut of the increased production.
Exactly. And that's the thing that's really interesting to me from a business strategy perspective.
Yeah.
Is that... They're not just relying on raising more capital.
Right.
They're finding these creative ways to grow.
Using what they've already built.
Exactly.
But here's a curveball for you. They're actually having to turn down contracts right now.
Oh, really?
Because demand is so high. They can't produce their product fast enough to meet the demand.
So that's got to be an interesting position to be in. Because
yeah.
On the one hand, you want to be able to meet that demand.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it kind of creates this... You know,
this like scarcity,
this mystique.
Yeah.
Where you're even more desirable.
It's like they've got this golden ticket.
Exactly.
But speaking of competition, there are a couple of other UK cannabis producers that are about to come online.
Right.
So how is that going to impact Celadon's plans?
Well, you know, it's interesting because Short doesn't seem to see them as direct competition, at least not yet.
Really?
Yeah. And I think part of that is because the market is still so young.
Right. It's early days.
There's plenty of room for multiple players.
Yeah.
And also, I think Celadon is really focused on a different kind of product and a different approach.
Right. They're all about that pharmaceutical grade.
Exactly. They're really emphasizing their unique IP and those strong relationships they've built with healthcare providers.
So they're not just focused on like churning out as much product as possible.
Right. It's more about that targeted approach.
Yeah. Quality over quantity.
Exactly.
And then, of course, there's that clinical trial we talked about.
Oh, yeah. The chronic pain trials.
That could be huge.
Huge. It's a potential game changer.
Yeah. Because right now, chronic pain patients in the UK don't really have a lot of options when it comes to medical cannabis.
It's very limited.
Yeah.
And so if Celadon can get this trial approved.
Yeah.
And then get their product to market.
Yeah.
I mean, the demand is going to be through the roof.
Right.
But they're being smart about it.
How so?
They're not rushing into it.
Mm-hmm.
They're waiting until they have enough capacity to actually meet that demand.
That makes sense.
Because the last thing they want is to make promises they can't keep.
Right.
You know?
So big picture then.
Yeah.
What do you think? What's the future hold for Celadon?
Well, that's the big question, isn't
yeah.
it? I mean, they're clearly onto something.
Yeah, they've got a lot going for them.
They've got the vision. They've got the drive. They've got the IP.
Mm.
But they're also operating in a really complex and rapidly evolving industry.
Totally.
And there are still a lot of unknowns.
Yeah. Like, will they be able to secure that additional funding?
Exactly.
Will those regulations ever ease up?
Right.
What's going to happen with the market?
It's a lot of questions.
Yeah. But it's definitely an exciting space to watch.
Oh, absolutely.
So there you have it. Another deep dive in the books.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
And we will see you all next time for another deep dive.
See you.